Ranger's Apprentice, Book 2, The Burning Bridge. Written by John Flanagan and read by William Zappa.
"It's gone out," said Horace, in an agony of disappointment. The three of them looked desperately, hoping that he was wrong, that their eyes were somehow deceiving them. But he was right. The fire under the left-hand pylon had died away to a small, glowing heap of embers. By contrast, the other side was well and truly alight, with the fire running fiercely up the tarred rope side rails to the massive cable supporting the right side of the bridge. Indeed, as they watched, one of the three ropes forming the cable burned through and the right-hand side of the bridge creaked alarmingly. "Maybe one side will be enough," Evanlyn suggested, hopefully, but Will shook his head in frustration, willing the second fire to flare up again. "The right-hand pylon is damaged, but it's still usable," he pointed out. "If the left-hand side survives, they can still get across to this side, and if they can do that, they might be able to repair the whole thing before we can get warning to King Duncan." Resolutely, he hitched his bow over his shoulder and started across the bridge once more.
"Where are you going?"
Horace asked him, eyeing the structure with distrust. The bridge had taken a definite lean to one side now that part of the right-hand cable had burned through. As he put the question, the structure trembled again, settling a little further towards the bottom of the abyss. Will paused, balanced on the bare beam that stretched across the gap.
"I'll have to relight it," he said. "We've got to make sure there's nothing left on that side for them to salvage."
And so saying, he ran to the far side. Horace felt queasy watching him move so quickly across the massive drop with nothing but a narrow beam beneath him. Then he and Evanlyn watched in a fever of impatience as Will crouched by the embers. He began fanning them, then leaned down and blew on them until a small tongue of flame flickered inside the pile of unburnt kindling.
"He's done it," Evanlyn cried.
Then the triumph in her voice died as the flicker faded. Once again, Will leaned down and began to blow gently on the embers. Something else gave on the right-hand side cable and the bridge lurched, sinking further to that side.
"Come on, come on," Horace said over and over to himself, his hands clenching and unclenching as he watched his friend.